97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
They were on the fifth hole. And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop. And Steve went into great specificity and great detail as to what happened right after. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president, covered him. You had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction where the shots had been fired, and they had eyes on the location where the shots had been fired.
Yeah, Sean Hannity there describing a personal conversation he had with some people who were on the course with President Trump when this shooting attempt happened yesterday. Now, whether or not the guy got shots off, I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but we are lucky enough to have Evan Brown from Fox News Radio on with us this morning, who's been covering the story. Evan, good morning.
Good morning.
Unprecedented, huh? First time, I believe, in American history we've had two assassination attempts on the same candidate, right?
Certainly this close together.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, within 2 months like this, to get this close. There are constantly attempts on some, you know, on a president's life. You know, there's always something happening that gets interrupted that never gets anywhere near fruition. But this is the second time where things got extremely close. Not as close, I think, as the last time in Butler, Pennsylvania, because it appears that the gunman did not take a shot. And certainly the former president was not hit this time. That may be a matter of luck more than anything. Because the Secret Service advance agents that had been one hole ahead on the golf course from the president spotted the gun, what is now being described as an AK-47, discovered this, you know, spotted the muzzle sticking through the shrub line. And they began firing at this person right away, who dropped the weapon and fled. And so they did catch him through the help of a witness that was able to take a picture of his car. And he's in custody. He was actually captured pretty quickly, even though he had gotten a bit far down I-95 from where the golf club is.
Yeah, it's pretty close there, right? I mean, maybe you can lay out that geography for people.
Certainly. So the Trump Golf Club, a couple of people saying that this happened at Mar-a-Lago. It did not happen at Mar-a-Lago. There's no golf club there. The Trump West Palm Beach or Trump International West Palm Beach Golf Club is about a 10 or so minute ride inland from Mar-a-Lago, down essentially the same street. And that halfway between the two is an on-ramp for I-95.
Okay.
So from where this shooter was maybe, let's say, it would take a five-minute drive to get to I-95. He went north into Martin County, which is just north of west of Palm Beach County. So let's just say he drove a half an hour, I'll say.
Wow.
But that's a pretty good, considering considering he left, he fled. Finding him within a half an hour by pulling over his car is, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, my immediate reaction to this is they described the fact that had this been Joe Biden or Kamala Harris golfing, I don't know if she golfs, they would have closed off the entire golf course and put a perimeter all the way around it. But because
I don't know about Kamala Harris, but for a sitting president, yes, they probably would have had those roads closed off. In fact, when former President Trump was the president, if he was visiting Mar-a-Lago every morning, he would take a ride over to the golf club and play around, have breakfast there and whatnot. And those streets were definitely closed off. I know this because I was there as part of the presidential pool that would cover his Mar-a-Lago trip. So, the standard or the severity, if you will, of the footprint, the security footprint, is much different for the sitting president than a former president or a vice president or even a candidate. Now, does a discussion need to have to, you know, be had about that? Perhaps.
Yeah.
Having the Secret Service doing what they did yesterday, I think already was an enhanced measure since Butler. And so while they did get lucky in spotting the gunman like that, they did exactly what they needed to do.
I listened to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's briefing yesterday. It sounds like they reported hearing the pops. It sounds like the gunfire might have been the Secret Service officer engaging the shooter.
Yeah.
Do they know anything about whether or not he got a shot off?
That's what we know so far. Once this gunman was spotted, the agent started firing at him. He dropped the weapon and fled. So it does not look like he got a shot off. We may learn something different today. I mean, that this is, you know, as the investigation continues, they might realize that he did shoot. And that's even scarier because he was about something like 400 yards away from the former president and with an AK-47 with a scope on it, which is out of the ordinary.
Yes.
He would have been able to certainly have made that target, which is pretty scary.
And in terms of the shooter, I've seen a lot of social media posts on this guy. Yeah. It appears he had some ties to Ukraine, like he was going over and trying to recruit people to fight in Ukraine.
It's a bit nebulous so far. We know he went there. He was trying to get other volunteers to go. He had this Ukraine bug. He also made some social media posts that were anti-Israel to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think perhaps more interesting is that some reporters contacted his son, who's an adult, you know, and so my dad's not a violent guy. Of course he hates Trump. Doesn't everyone?
Yeah, I did see that.
Something to that effect. I mean, I'm probably not quoting it correctly, but the idea that the normalizing the hatred for this one politician, to say, this is kind of part of the problem when someone is labeled constantly as, you know, literally Hitler, quote unquote. Isn't it normal to hate such a person?
Yeah.
And I think we're in a very dangerous spot here, because if we are normalizing this kind of hate and this kind of violence, these things kind of swing back in the other direction at some point. You know, they always do. Right. So,
right.
I think this is a bad, everyone needs to probably take a big breath here.
Evan, is there a follow up? Do they have a press avail set up for this morning on this or not?
I'm not sure. I know we're trying to figure out things about a court appearance. There's going to be state of Florida charges against this man to begin with. There will obviously be federal charges as well. It is a federal matter, but there are state laws that were violated here too. So we know already that the law enforcement in Palm Beach County is very heavily involved. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office has actually long been a part of the Trump detail for when he is, the protective detail for when he is at home at Mar-a-Lago. And the prosecutor has already said they're going to be filing charges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is tasking the state Department of Law Enforcement, kind of like our state investigative police, to be involved as well. And then, of course, there's the FBI.
Yeah, true. Evan Brown, I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Evan Brown there with Fox News Radio. I read reports that this guy had been arrested back in the early 2000s for possessing a fully automatic firearm and all of that. Now, if that's true and he was prosecuted, they said he had a laundry list of criminal, maybe more minor criminal charges in his home county there in the Carolinas or wherever he was from originally, that he would have had no access to go buy this weapon legally. So it'll be interesting to say, to figure out where indeed he came up with the gun. You know, the left is going to scream, oh, it's a gun. It's a gun. It's the guns. It's not the guns. You know, Eben talked about the rhetoric. The rhetoric's a problem. But have you noticed, oddly enough, for all of them claiming that Donald Trump's to blame, all the rhetoric is coming from one side. All of the violence so far, particularly in this case, this guy's a known Kamala Harris supporter and Trump, Act Blue supporter and Trump hater. All you had to do was listen to the debate last week. There's plenty of evidence of people talking about Donald Trump, the country will cease to exist if Donald Trump gets elected. And that's kind of where we are on this one, the language. I'll play some of that for you coming up here. I have opened up the phone lines this morning, 314-241-9797. Your thoughts on this latest assassination attempt. If you haven't picked up on this yet, Kim St. Ange has the week off. She's got a little vacation, and we appreciate all of her hard work and hope she has a great week. She'll be back next week with Kim on a Whim, and I'll be handling your host duties this week. Me and Carl Middleman.
Hi.
We're going to get Scott Jagow in here a little bit this week as well. filling in for us.
Get more at 971talk.com.